Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome to the Women of Wow Now podcast. You gotta be girl, baby. What? It's your girl, Pizza Mom.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty B. What?
Welcome to the Women of Wow Now podcast. You guys are the ladies of Wow Now. Control the mic.
We better get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're gonna have the Women of Wow Now podcast a la carte.
Welcome back to the Women of Wild Now podcast, where we control the mic. I'm your girl, B. Simone, with my beautiful co-host,
Crystal Angelique.
Pretty V.
Pretty V. How you guys feeling?
Feeling good. A whole good brand new episode.
Yes, we got a new guest on here today. I'm so excited. We ain't gonna tell y'all who the guest is yet. Y'all just gotta stay tuned.
Mm. Just know it. He talks like, huh?
It's probably in the title. They probably don't know who the guest is.
Yo, I'm so happy about this episode. I am so excited about this episode.
Do you know him personally?
Not personally.
Okay, just from the show.
Yeah.
We keep saying him. We talking about Charlie Clips.
Charlie Clips!
He will be on here today. He is just, anybody that can do that, from Clips to Holla to that mind, that genius mind, if you can freestyle and make sense... Justina, it's just so amazing what he did yesterday on stage. We just be looking at him like, oh my god.
I know. Right? I think that you were just trying to like throw shots a minute ago at me. When you just said, if you could freestyle and make sense, like, I think that was a shot. What do you think? What do you guys think? That's joining.
Sounds like a projection.
First of all, I sometimes can't freestyle and make sense, but at least you freestyle, you don't make sense, but you go viral and people still love it. Mm-hmm. What I see. When I look like that, I don't even know what that means, but people love it. We turned it into a whole Wild Now song.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about, me. When I look like that, what the fuck does that mean?
But my thing is, I just really feel like you could have kept that comment off the show.
Oh, really?
When she said, if you
freestyle and make sense, V, okay, go. I'm gonna give you a chance to redeem yourself. If you make sense right now, maybe I'm not talking about you. Go, freestyle. Your topic is money.
All right. That's my shit. Yo, money looking kind of funny. Niggas talking shit, but I'm about to dug money. Period.
Now, when you can freestyle and make sense, to me, that is genius.
She's violating me. I'm going to get you off the campus suites. off the show.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I was trying to say.
Catch me outside.
Now, real quick before we get to Charlie Clips. The cookie jar.
I think it's time.
It's the juice jar. Or the... What was the other
surprise
saying?
Jar.
The jar of surprises.
Mm. I mean, that's dope too. So let's dig down.
Let's do it.
Get a good one, V.
I always get good ones.
Boom.
Pink. All right. Scenario. You and your best friend have drugs in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And you get pulled over. Are you the friend who panics or stays cool?
I am panicked. Oh, my God. Panicked. I'm not good getting in trouble. I'm not good going to jail. I will not take the rap for you. I will let you know, if we are going into something together that is illegal, if I have to tell on you, I will. But I'm not just a snitch. I feel like it's somebody like, oh, you a snitch. If I tell you up front that before we do this, if it's me or you.
It's going to be you.
I'm not going to jail for 50 years for no. I'm not doing that. So I will say Vina did it.
Let me tell you something. In the state of South Carolina, it states, in the hands of one, it's the hands of all.
That's why I'm not running around with nobody that's doing that shit. I'm not doing that. I know what I'm built
for. It's a scenario. Don't get too risky with me.
Okay.
You and your best friend have drugs in the car and you get pulled over.
Why do we have drugs?
Are you the friend? Panics?
I panic.
Or stays cool?
Automatically panic. I'm panicking before we get pulled over.
I'll be like this.
No, you're not. Vina, girl.
Because I'm be like, I'm good. I'm in.
No.
Check me.
No, soon as the car pulls over, I already know you're going to be like panicked. You're not going to be chill.
I'm like, what is Psalms 54 saying? How did I get myself in this?
I think I'm in good.
Remember the dude off the wood when they all got pulled over?
Why is the drug? I'm panicked running around with drugs in the car in general. I'm scared before we get pulled over. I don't think I'd be cool.
Yeah, no, I don't like popos anyway.
Mm-mm.
So.
Mm-mm.
What about you? What about you?
I definitely think I'd be cool.
Really?
Yeah.
She see the shit every day in Jamaica.
No, not that. Like, I've been in a situation before. So
anyway,
listen, we were in Trinidad, and
we had fun in Trinidad.
Like, ganja is not cool in Jamaica.
What's ganja? Oh, weed.
Marijuana. Yeah.
Ganja planta.
So it's not cool in Trinidad, and so we had it in the car. It was like 7 of us, but we had to play it cool, or else we were gonna be in I don't know where for the weekend. So we had to play it cool.
But what's play it cool? Like, hello, officer.
Officer, out of the door.
Honestly, okay, I might wrap myself up, but honestly, we had to navigate to getting rid of it somewhere else.
You shoved it up your ass.
No, I didn't.
You did outside.
Yeah.
Why do we get caught when we throw the gun outside? We driving this old shit, pop up.
Number one, your fingerprints are on it. Number two, they see it.
Mm-hmm.
You throwing it when they behind you.
Yes.
I need to stop watching movies.
Yeah, that shit don't work.
What are you talking about?
That
Bad Boys 2.
Mm-hmm.
Always said that's us. I'm Bad Will Smith girl. And you're Martin. Bad girls.
Yeah, because Martin, I love Martin.
But do y'all want to get to the guest?
I think so.
Let's get to it because we already talked about
it. I really want you to get to know him. I'm going to make him rap.
Let's do it.
That's what we want.
I want him to rap about the Women of Wild Out podcast.
Yes, that'd be dope. Yes,
yay. Do that.
Yes. Okay, I love clips. And you know, he is, I said this in my other interview with Niall, he is the biggest gangsterest teddy bear you will ever meet. He is such a good person. And I just can't wait for you guys to meet him and get to know him on a little deeper level. So
I thought that was Big Mac.
I don't know Big Mac like that. I mean, I do, but not on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he's the biggest of the bigs.
Wow, really?
I mean, he's a 2XL teddy bear. And Clips
his weight. That's what I love about him.
They ain't got no choice but to embrace it on Wild and Out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they gonna talk about.
Yep.
Beep, beep, and wide load.
Let me tell you what Big Mac did. We were playing a game called...
He stepped on your foot.
In the back of my ride. So, the setup of the stage is dope. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was leaning up against a bucket or a car. I don't know which one we were doing.
He got up.
He moved me out of the way. And he became what I'm supposed to lay on. So I'm like, this shit, I'm chilling. Hit the guy with my eye. I said, this is comfortable.
Yeah, Big Mac is like the 2X. And then Clips is like just the XL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love Big Mac. Shout out to Big Mac 305 Radio Big Mac.
Yeah, shout out to Big Mac.
Love him down. They talk about me in DC. Size. We shaped like the lizards off Men in Black, the roaches.
Shaped like a blunt.
Shaped like a blunt. Shaped like a shoelace. Shaped like a plan.
I'm like, okay.
So once again, y'all, Charlie Clips is here and we are going to get to him right after this break. So don't move.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Prit TV, and we are back with the Woman of Wildin' Out podcast. And I'm about to bring up the big, the raw, the handsome, the I battle rapper. Sometimes he's funny, sometimes he's not. You gotta work on his transitions. But I love him. Y'all give it up for my boy, Charlie Cliff.
Don't do Cliff. He is a legend. He is killing.
So sometimes he's funny, sometimes not.
We love you, baby. Aww. You don't need that
dap up. That shit is corny.
They got this love-hate relationship, and Vina really love him so
nah,
much.
Bro, talk, nah, we like, we brothers for real, you know what I'm saying? And, like, it's really my bro. You
know I love Charlie.
We are so happy to have you here.
What's going on, ladies? How y'all doing?
Good.
Glad
now,
to see y'all.
For the people that don't know, me and Vina know you. Crystal knows you off the show, but not too personally. Tell the people, who is Charlie Clips? We know you're a battle rapper. You've been a wildin' out for X amount of seasons.
Yeah.
Tell the people who you are, what you do.
Legend, GOAT,
I know
battle
right.
rapper, you know what I'm saying? Extraordinaire, you know what I mean?
Yes! Talk your shit.
You know what I mean? You know, soon to be legend on Wildin' Out just as well.
You
know
are
what I'm
legend. Saying?
Yeah, you are legend.
I mean, you know, you got to stay
How
humble.
How many seasons
you know?
Have you done?
This was my 9th one that I just completed.
Wow.
Yeah, this was my 9th one. I'm just, man, I guess you said it, man. I'm a beast. I'm just an animal at whatever I do.
Like, yeah.
I guess, you know, I'm just loaded with everything, you know, hence the name Clips, you know, that's why I chose that name, just to be fully loaded with whatever I do.
Mm.
Whether it's battle rap, whether it's television, whether it's Golden Corral, I don't care.
Period.
What it
whatever it is. If I'm the janitor, if I'm the manager, I'm gonna be the best.
When I go eat, whatever I do, I'm the best at what I do. So it's just about being loaded, man. So I'm just an animal, you know, from Harlem.
We love you, so much.
From Harlem, the town.
Chill out. You still don't know.
Vina,
Brooklyn, South
from New
Carolina,
York.
Charlotte.
Okay, Vina, what borough you from?
I'm definitely from the Bronx.
Look, no. Vina, where she lives at in New York depends on the music that is playing at the time. if Fab come on, she start Millie rocking. If Mace come on, she Harlem Shake. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If Remy come on, she lean back.
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
Period.
Speaking of Remy, I seen that loss you took, but we'll discuss that later. So,
wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo. You think she lost?
I just see what's in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I don't think she
That's fine. Let me tell you something about me. Clips.
Tell them how you battle rap.
Yeah, anytime I battle rap, it gets done the right way. Shout out to Remy. Thank you for the bag. Papoose, the invoice went through. We good.
She's still waiting on some of that back end.
Right.
Which is going to lead me into this scenario. We was talking about this. You and your best friend have drugs in the car and you get pulled over. Mm-hmm. Your friend are you the friend that panics or stays cool?
Oh, you stay cool.
That's my guy.
Crystal says she'll stay cool.
What do you need to panic for?
Panic.
Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
You just got pulled over. You know
exactly
what I'm saying? Nothing happened. Now, you know, it depends on how real your friend going to be. Like, now, if they told you it was and you got in the car, you responsible just as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not getting in that car. There's drugs in here.
You're responsible just as well. You know what I mean? They like, yo, I got this on me. I'm letting you know. Mm-hmm. You can even say, go get in your own car.
Period.
Or if you're in their car, like, I'm good. But if you get in there, you know what happens. You're responsible just as well.
Now, what if your friend don't tell you and you got in their car and they got drugs and shit in their car and they get put over, y'all get searched or something and they find the stuff? You just gonna hold it down?
I mean, well, here's the thing. We human. You know, could have took many trips and felt like, you know, he or she was never going to get caught. Mm-hmm. So it might have not been on their mind to try to play you and for that to happen. It all comes down to the results. Mm-hmm. And when it's, you know, when it's that time and they talking to that person, if that person be like, yeah, that's ours, you know what I'm saying? Then that's when it gets heated. And that's when you got to, you know, pretty much handle that.
So Cleese is basically saying, I'm not doing no time for none of y'all niggas.
Nah, here's the thing. My thing is, I'm not saying anything. So I'm not going to say it's not mine or nothing. Because that person is going to say it's theirs. I won't have
He's like, I'm not going
to
be with anybody that's not going to say it.
Yeah. Like I'm not going to ever say anything. You know what I mean? It's not even a street rule or code of, you know.
Yeah. That's who you are.
It's just me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say nothing because whoever I roll with is real men. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Like, they're going to take the heat for them just like I would take it if it was mine. Pause. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, so I'm going to get into
so don't panic, B. Simone.
Fully panic.
Don't snitch just yet. Give yourself some time.
Okay. I feel like women are different than men, though. Some women will just, like, automatically panic, overthinking, like, what's going to happen?
Give
themselves away.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's in the trunk. All I said was you were speeding.
Women are extremely different from men in that situation. You never really hear about, like, women telling too much, and if they do, it's not something you put out there, you publicize and make it known like that. It's just like a different kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're a dude with a woman, if she do tell on you, it's not saying forgive her, but you don't, you know, you don't got to go hard at her like you do something else.
It's
a different situation.
Different.
But if you're a dude, though, you know what I'm saying, if you in the car, you shouldn't be in the car with somebody that ain't a real one.
Yeah.
That ain't going to sit there and tell them, like, hey, that's all me or whatever, you know what I mean? Or if they ain't a passenger, like, and they get, like, that's me.
Yeah.
You shouldn't get in the car with nobody like that. So even if we both got knocked, God forbid, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? When we cross each other in the chow line, we got to talk, man. We got to talk. We got to talk. Yeah, so, that's it, though.
So, Clips, I want to get into, you know, you, right? How did you get into battle rapping?
Washington Irving High School. When I was in high school, I owe it all to like that era, that school, that moment. So what happened is, I was in the cafeteria. So we always in the lunchroom, right? You know, lunchroom, always lit, everything going on. So these dudes used to have ciphers in the lunchroom, and they started spitting these punchlines, these metaphors, these similes and everything. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it is crazy. The punches I'm hearing, I'm like, oh, my God, it's fire. So one day, I stopped by the corner store. You know what I'm saying? I get a composition notebook, black and white joint. I write about, like, 4 pages of rhymes in there. I never forget. I come back to school when the weekend is out. Yo, I got something. Man, if you
get
don't go ahead, man, ain't got nothing. You don't got nothing. I got no name, no rap name, nothing. I'm just unknown. Like, with, you know what I mean? So they like, nah, all right, bet. Let me hear it. And I swear to you, like, I spit one, and it changed my life forever.
Do you remember,
like,
what it was? Any of the lines?
Yo, here's the funny thing, right? when you grow up from that moment, you know, and you get older from that.
You're like, that shit was whack. That shit was trash. Right. But back then, it was lit.
That joint was crazy back then. The best back then. Now, but you know what it is? Like, that day when I did that, the lunchroom, like, literally went crazy. I'm talking about jumping, screaming.
That's
everybody.
So cool. Yeah, like a movie.
Right, because what happened was I was at the table, but I was loud. So the whole lunchroom, everybody zoomed in. What's going on? I spit all 4 rounds. They kept asking me to spit the rhymes over. I was leaving the cafeteria. God bless. I always hope they always hear this. Salute to the twins. It was a set of twins that were going to school. They were popular in the school. One of the twins, when I went the opposite, first of all, you know you hot or you good when you got to leave for lunch, but you go to wait everybody else coming in from the next period.
Yeah.
You know, excuse me. But they don't know what I just did, though. So Twin just so happened to walk with me that way.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, spit that one more time. So now we're in the corridor, and this is everybody trying to go in the lunchroom now. I spit the rhyme again. The whole floor just jumps and goes crazy.
Okay, so you walk out. The Twins is with you.
Oh, yeah. So
into the corridor area.
Yeah. One of the twins walked out with me, and, you know, into the hallway where everybody is pretty much coming in for lunch, you know, for the next period. Mm-hmm. And he just goes, yo, spit that shit one more time.
Oh, so the twins was dudes.
Yeah, they was dudes.
Two cute girls.
Me too.
Like,
I don't know why.
What part of the story led to them being cute?
When you said the twins, I'm thinking of two cute girls.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, it's a...
So the guy was a twin.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
Listen, if a set of female twins ever take me out the lunchroom and tell me to spit that shit again, they from the Bronx. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
They from my side of the borough.
Shut up. Anyway.
From a whole Miami, 305.
Word. So so he goes, yo, spit that shit again. Bet. I spit the rhyme now where everybody's coming into the lunchroom.
And they ain't heard it yet.
They hear nothing. They go crazy, so crazy that security had to run upstairs because it was, you know, in
stomping
school,
stomping and they, screaming, you know, yeah. they fighting.
So security runs upstairs. What's going on? Or whatever the case, I'm rhyming or whatever. Everybody going crazy. No lie. So they say, everybody go inside. The security guard that was there already, right? So everybody going inside. So I walk off. He go, yo.
Shit was fire.
He dapped me. Yeah. He look away. He dapped me. Fire or whatever the
what
case may
be.
What
was the rap?
So I don't remember
clips.
Them.
What was you saying?
I don't.
You don't remember not one word.
I don't remember them.
I knew what it was.
What? Do it, B.
Lunchroom. Yeah, that's me. Got a little potato script. Yeah, that's key.
Potato script.
What are you talking about? BX. What school did you go to though?
Washington Irving.
Okay.
High school.
Cause you know sometimes it'd be like. With the numbers, like this 4-7, this.
No. I went to Washington Irving High School, which is like right by 14th Street in Union Square. Like it's right there where Irving Plaza is at, where a lot of big concerts
New
and
York.
Stuff went out, like
yeah.
right
New
across
York.
The street.
I can imagine growing up in
downtown,
New York.
Yeah, downtown, Manhattan,
different.
All the way downtown Manhattan. So that day is what started me rapping. I had to give that story first so you can know what really led me into battle rapping. Mm-hmm. That created a battle rap feel.
This is the last question before we get to the...
Oh, sure.
So you wrote the rap the day before you spit it.
Yes.
That's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
It
yes.
took me a long... It takes me a long time to memorize my raps. Unless it's like, you know, what we do on Wild Style, like a little bar here and there, but 16 bars.
But let me ask you something. I mean, no lie, like I'm truly blessed to come up with, you know, the stuff that I come up
creativity,
with in a short amount of time.
So
I'm extremely blessed in that way. Do you like rap all the time?
No.
That's the thing that would help me, right? Because I never wrote a rhyme again after that. Those four pages. What happened was, so after I wrote those four pages, I literally started like lyrical exercising. Like, I would be on the
working
train.
Working that muscle.
I would be on the train, I start something off and I keep saying it to my, I'd be like, Vena ugly, Vena ugly, Vena ugly. And I'll just keep saying Vena ugly.
Because it's corny.
Until I come up with the next line, I just keep saying it. And then that's when I come up with the next line. So I lyrical exercise all the time. So even on the show, when you be like, how do you do that?
It's crazy. It's that, y'all should have seen this man yesterday.
If me and you chill all the time, right? I'll bother you and be like, right now. And,
go.
But it's repetition.
It helps you.
It does.
So what happens is now you're an animal and you're sharp. So now you start rhyming phone with dome, chrome, gnome, home, zone, roam. You know what I'm saying? V, me, T, C, D. It, everything just start like flowing.
It's just second nature.
Your words connect on its own.
All the time.
Without even
that's
knowing.
That's so dope to
phone,
me. So
gas station. What did you talk about? You can throw that. You gotta know, as a battle rapper like myself, you have to know... Like,
what is your record?
What's my record?
Like, how many have you won?
Oh, God. It's so many, right, B? Like,
I'm not in this.
Like, I'm like 10 and 0.
What's your biggest battle?
Yeah, who?
Remy.
Remy?
That was the biggest one.
The biggest one was she called me out. I went to her trailer, knocked on her door. I said, I want it done right now. And really, I said, before we did, I said, Papoose, like, I know this is made far-fetched, but I need 30,000.
30?
30.
Wow.
Yeah, she said, I don't even want your money. I said, I want yours. Give me 30. So she said, hey, yo. And then I said, I like her fucking style.
So you 10-0.
10-0.
10-0.
I bet.
But for you, who did you battle? Did you ever lose?
Yeah, here's the thing. So,
and how did that make you feel? Like, how was that experience?
All right. So, all right. Matter of fact.
And what's your record?
Yeah, what's your record?
Because I want to. Matter of fact, I'm 20,000 and old. But listen, right?
There you go.
Talk your shit.
Here's the thing. So we're going to tie this into each other, right?
Okay.
So then this is why I brought up. You said when you wanted to know when I first battled. Yeah. And you asked what was my record. You know, did I ever lose? Yeah. I'll tell you what's funny. My first ever battle that I had. Rest in peace, my brother, Fred the Godson.
Okay.
I love him.
Fred is one of the best dudes to ever rap in the history of life.
Battle rap.
Rap.
In general.
Battle rap. It doesn't matter what it is.
He's a battle rapper, though.
He was a battle rapper. Okay. He turned into an artist and started making major moves.
Okay.
And everything. And unfortunately, COVID took his life.
Oh, you know Jesus.
What I mean? Ooh, that was a big moment in New York as well. Yeah,
so, right? So I bring that up because... So mind you, now I learned how to rhyme. Now I'm nice, right? Now I'm nice. I'm good. I'm great at everything. So one day, right, Jay Mills and J.R. Ryder is battling on my block, right? They get into an argument. So now I'm a civilian. I'm just chilling, regular on the hood, just chilling. So they get into an argument. They start arguing and the battle stops. All I hear is, nigga, that ain't all we got. We got clips.
Oh my God. What? That's what they be doing to him on Wild
and Out. Yo, we got clips. Now, mind you, I've never battled before. I just was doing ciphers, like school when I learned how to rhyme. Mm-hmm. I literally was just doing ciphers. So it just was who is the best in a cipher. But we're like, not battling. We just.
Right.
When people call you out, it's now or never. Yo, so you can't now, just not
so
say
now
shit.
I'm like, hey, it's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I got it. So the next thing you know, all I know is the Bronx nigga said, that's who you got? Bet. They parted like Moses.
The Red Sea.
It's like Moses said, "Now they parted. They all parted. You just seen a big dude, a fat dude coming, started bouncing. I was like, it was like, I was in, like, he
who was
just,
it?
He was just bouncing. Fred was just like,
oh.
He walked up. Fred. He was like, what's up? How you doing? And had the lightest voice in the world. Most polite man you could ever meet.
Yeah.
What's up? How you doing? Now I'm about to battle you. Yeah, you know how you doing.
We're beefing.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, what? He's like, what's up, man? How you doing? I'm like, man, this light voice. Like, I'm about to kill this nigga. You know, in my mind, I never battled. So I go to rhyme or whatever, right? I spit 16 bars. I'm thinking this is the standard.
They're like, we need an hour more. Yeah,
with like 48 bars, right? So boom, 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 boom. He tells me some of the craziest stuff you could ever hear. He hit me with a bar. So now it's like round 3, 4.
So in that situation, sorry to interrupt you, is it more freestyle or is this stuff y'all already have in your mind?
No, you already have it, especially back then. I don't know.
But I'm saying y'all didn't know. Like, of course, if I know.
You got your same eight. You got your same 8, 9, 10 rhymes. Join them.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, we recycling shit.
It's to the point, your niggas behind you is the group.
Like, they yelling out shit.
Pull a Mac out, pull a Mac out, bring it back out. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's behind you going crazy or whatnot, right? So they all hyping. So everybody knew your rhymes. If they seen you battle multiple times.
Okay.
You're spitting the same rhyme again. It's a concert. Literally, you're going to the next neighborhood.
You can hold the mic out and they'll finish the line.
Same song.
Okay.
So,
well, my shit for Remy was, I wrote that up easy.
Ah, okay.
There's only two words said. It shouldn't have been difficult. But anyway, so, right.
So, I mean, I won that.
I love you, but Remy won. So, here's the thing, right? So, so Fred is going crazy. So now we probably like into like the fourth rhyme. So I'm like, come on, think. Okay, you know what? Dude is rapping longer than you. Put two 16s together. You know what I mean? If you can't. But mind you.
And this is in 10 seconds of thought.
Yeah, put two 16s together.
Give me a week.
But the thing was, I didn't have a lot of rhymes because I wasn't battling. Like, this was just me naturally having rhymes that I just had in my head. So, long story short, when the battle was over, the respect that I got from the hood in terms of rapping and from Fred the Godson himself. Because what I did was, every time I spit around, I was like, yo, this is my first time. Because I was just so excited. I didn't know what's going on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
I'm like, yo, this is my first time battling. Like, aww. He said, his exact words was, well, wait. This is your first time battling? I said, yeah. He said, yo, do me a favor. Do not ever quit. I swear on everything I love. If you continue rapping, you will be the best battle rapper the world has ever seen. This is my first time battle rapping. He kept introducing me all night to his people.
Wow.
Every time he went to somebody else, he'd be like, come here. Yo, this Charlie Clips or whatever. Oh, I'm telling y'all now, he's going to be that dude. And it was like, ever since then, it was like, yo,
I love that.
I'm here. I'm here.
I love
and
that.
That was, and the beautiful part about it, I didn't just lose to one of the best lyricists ever. I lost to my brother, who turned out to be my brother. You know what I mean? Later on. You know what I'm saying?
Like almost like a mentor.
Right. Yeah. And, if I had a chance to lose to anybody my first ever battle, it would be him, because you can lose your first battle, your confidence can go out the window.
Yep. Yeah.
If I'd have got my ass kicked that night and just felt like, well, that's it.
Yeah.
It was good. My battle career is over.
Right? Now I'm a doctor.
I'm good, right? But he just kept going like, yo, dog, I swear.
And for him to be that great and tell you you're great.
He almost didn't believe that, because the bars I was spitting were so crazy. He didn't believe it. Like, you could see, he kept saying, yo, are you sure this is your first? Like, you ain't got a lot of me, bro. I'm like, bro, this is my first time battling ever. Mm. And it just, from there. So that is a loss, one of them that I always will take.
As a
always
win.
Say, because that made me a winner for life from that situation.
Yep.
And then now in battle rap, to answer your questions about losing and stuff, it's all subjective. It's all like opinionated. It doesn't, it's no truth. Like, all right, now something when you get your ass whipped, you could get your ass whipped and you can feel like, yeah, like I lost that one, or I know I did. So you have quite a few where you have people say I lost, and it's literally, that's why a lot of people was mad at me, because it was never in defeat of I went hard and lost. It was always I didn't have a round. I freestyled everything on a big stage platform. So people would be mad, like, yo, you the GOAT.
Yeah,
like,
what you
playing?
Got going on? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I tell people, like, when you're an entertainer, you get looked at in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you have to grow into a spot where you don't really know the power you possess sometimes.
Yeah.
So when you play around, I'm playing around for me, not knowing I'm affecting others that truly believe
they're like
in me.
Looking at you like, come on.
You don't know that. And I laugh and I go to them. I go, let me ask you something. How long you been at your job? Somebody might say, I've been there for 3 years. Yes, you've been on time all three? Did your friend not punch you in for
facts,
a month? And
facts.
You just work a different job. You get what I'm saying? But you have to get time off, and you have played around that work, but didn't give it 100, 10%.
Have you ever battled Hitman or Khan?
Beat both of them.
In a real battle.
Beat both of them.
What?
Beat both of them.
We talking about in a real
beat.
Okay.
Both.
Yeah, that's what you say. He said beat them. Period.
Beat them.
Really?
Beat them. And then now they are
like for real.
They are both close enough battles to where you really can honestly pick whoever you feel. Nobody got washed. Like, it was close enough.
Come on, beat both of them.
It was close enough battles, right? To where you can determine who you think won, right?
But like, we can look this up on the internet.
Yeah. Charlie Clips versus Conceited, Charlie Clips versus Hitman.
I'm gonna watch this tonight.
But if you want the if you want the funniest moment of battle rap history to me, go to Hitman versus Conceited. And go to their third round. when they see it, they're gonna die laughing. Go to their third round. Their third round is so funny. These niggas, right in my mind, you niggas were supposed to be friends and nothing.
Before y'all was friends.
We was all
more in the battle
friends.
Rap
right,
world.
Right, right.
This
Me
is not like wild and out world.
Nah, yeah. Right. Matter of fact, they both might have been at that time.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. If Hitman ain't make it, I think like that later on.
It was
on
coming,
that year
it was coming.
But
that third round.
What it was Khan and Hitman both got booed. In that round, right? Both stinky. Stinky. Both getting boo-boo or whatever, right? So they start talking. Like, they start going, yeah, I told you this shit wasn't going to work, man. But you're battling, but they're having a conversation in between.
On stage.
Like, yo, I told you this shit wasn't going to work. So that's when everybody was
I can't
like,
wait to see
did
it.
They plan this was going wrong? Why are they talking? So that is funny. So if you ask our record, me and Hitman think we both beat the shit out of Khan. So Khan is last place.
Wow.
Now, it's out of first place, it'll be me and Hitman.
Wow.
I feel like I beat Hitman. Hitman feel like he beat me. But Hitman feel like he beat Khan. I feel like I beat Khan. So there's your common, you know what I mean?
What was the actual, who won, like the people, what did they say? Like, what was
it's back and forth, to be honest with you. When they come on, you know, Khan might come
later
on.
Yeah, we talk about it. We're going to let him say his piece.
He will say he beat dog shit out of me. He's going to say he killed Hitman just as well. All three of us is going to keep saying
that.
But I'm
the
one that tells the truth the most.
It's so intriguing to me. It's so genius to me. It's so clever and witty.
Thank you. Yeah, but I'm 2-0 against him. Yeah, it's
definitely.
And if you add the Wild Styles in, I'm like...
Yeah, it's definitely a clever vibe. I mean, I speak so highly of Clips to the point where it's insane. Like, you've helped me so much in so many ways with, you know, down to the games on Wild 'N Out and even outside of Wild 'N Out, how we'll talk one-on-one just about just things going on in life.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You encourage me, yes. You know, mm-hmm. and you talk to me because I think, like you said, you've battled your brother. He's no longer here, Freddie, but you really like leave a mark in people's heart.
Right.
You know, a place in them, because you definitely leave one in mine every time. Like, I'm always like, clips. You know, if I don't bother you, then it's a problem one day. Like, so I always make my way to that little arm right there, a juicy arm, and make my way going up that sleeve just to, you know, bother you. So just thank you so much for all that you
have
done.
And vice versa, too.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, like, vice versa, both of
you. We love you.
You know what I mean?
We love you so much,
Clips. That we all have. Oh, you're going to get the vibe, too.
Don't worry. Yeah. I was just about to be like, I'm waiting for it. I'm looking forward to it.
Clips, you know, since you're again, you're big in the battle rap, you know, era, and again, Wildin' Out. So what's next? I mean, I know you do music outside of that. I know you. I've always said that in my mind, like a motivational speaker. I mean, you come from Harlem, so you know there's a lot of centers where kids need someone to look to. Like, what's next for you?
And how did you get to Wildin' Out?
Yeah. Or how did you get? How did you get to Wildin' Out? Let's start there first.
I took Spirit, and then
I done had some Spirit fly. I said,
Spirit, listen, let me tell you something.
I done had some Spirit
fly. If you have to be anywhere under 2 hours,
no,
don't be afraid of Spirit.
You have no
get
choice.
Get the big seat in the front.
Yeah.
First class.
The tickets are $5. Yeah. To check your bag is $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do the Southwest. I can't stand Southwest, but I get on Southwest.
Delta. Now, here's the thing about Southwest.
I love Delta, though.
Southwest is like, I mess with Southwest, but Southwest is like a college class. Like, you sit wherever you want.
I don't get
I'm
that.
Like, damn, I hate it. It's so unorganized.
Yeah,
so.
But they give you 2 bags for free, so a lot of people be calm. But no, all joking aside, right? That story, I love that story. Salute the Now, you know.
We all love him so much.
Executive producer extraordinaire.
You literally. Know, give us all a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. We was, me and him had a great talk about that. And this is how it happens. So I'm in London about to perform.
Okay.
Right? All right.
I mean, you know.
Hey, niggas be back. I'm in London.
I'm in Africa performing for the
Pinky
tribes.
Up. Pinky up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm in London about to perform. Now, they 5 hours ahead of time, you know, Eastern Standard Time. So it's about, I want to say maybe 1-2 in the morning. So this is when I used to be on Twitter. So I used to have my notifications on. So I hear bing. So I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? Maybe a little London action. You know what I'm saying? little London accent. DM from Nick Cannon. Must be a blast, you know, for the show. Asking everybody, are
check
you
this
ready?
Out. Yeah.
Going in a DM and it just says, you ready? So I'm like, what? Hell yeah, I'm ready. Just to see, like, what go, maybe.
What am I being ready for? I'm ready for anything.
Be a janitor. I don't know.
Hell yeah, I'm ready.
I like the way you clean up on stage. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? So he like, yo, are you ready? So I'm like, let me see something. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm ready. He like, bet, let's go. You're going to get an email. My assistant and stuff going to hit you soon. Right? So I'm like, oh, shit. This might not, this is where it get funny at. So I'm like, oh, this is lit. I'm like, okay, now mind you, here's why it's funny. So before that, right, I used to tell Khan, because Cedar was the first one out of us in the battle rap world to make it on there. Mm-hmm. I used to say, yo, Khan, you on the show, like, what you really doing? You think being on there is what it is? Like, that really ain't. Like,
that shit
on.
Whack, man. You battle rapper, like, why you even on Wildin' Out? Like, that's some goofy shit.
I'm like, come on, man, but this is how we
talking
joke.
Talking shit, so, yeah.
I'm like, yo, man, get out of here. Nobody care. He dying laughing. He like, yo, and I bet you if they ever call you, you're going to be so thirsty.
Straight up,
so you know me, I'm like, man, let me tell you something. I get money. That ain't worth it.
Right. You
but as soon as Nick wrote me,
you ready? Hell yeah, I'm ready.
Get my money, yeah.
I'm getting money, yeah. Anytime y'all hear that, that's a pretty beat.
Yeah. So Nick did that, sent the DM. He said, yo, be on the lookout. Assistant gonna hit you. Now here's where it get funny again, right? So you know who I have to call.
You have
the
to tell
that
Khan.
I've been telling the whole town, you ain't definitely. Shit. I don't care what you spit. You getting killed on the show. You trash. I'll never come up there. All of that, right? Messing with him or whatever. So I got to call him now. Yo, Khan. Yo, you playing with me? Because I'm thinking, because we play jokes.
It's a fucking prank.
Now, it was taking a while for that assistant that hit me was taking. So when he said, yo, the assistant go hit you, you know, I'm thinking in a couple days or whatever. It hit like 2 weeks. So now I'm feeling like, oh,
this
man,
is a joke.
Yeah. The niggas done got me, man. So I'm like, yo, Khan, please, bro. Out of all the jokes we do,
this ain't the one.
And please don't do this. But if you did, I have to shake your hand because this one was amazing.
Fire.
He's so dumb. He goes, I will never, ever do that. Like, are you not content?
Are you insane? Oh my God.
I will never do something like that.
You sound just like him.
Then he tried to. He caught on, like, nah, I ain't gonna lie, it was me. I said, no, it's too late. You should have claimed the joke. You could have had me or whatever. Right. And then it was like shortly after Nick did, Shelby actually wrote me. And then that's how I ended up on here, which led me to, I call it the rebirth, season 8.
Okay.
Because, you know, MTV2, they took the break and everything. Mm-hmm. They took that little break.
Yeah.
Right? And now it was time to get the fans back. But this time we was going to MTV at this time. Mm-hmm. So now my debut is on MTV, straight MTV. So, you know, we all excited. We all hype. And it was like the rebirth. So when I come to, now here's what's funny. I was your designated battle rapper. Like, that's why it's so funny. Like the position I'm in now on the show, you know what I mean? To help create, to do the games,
yeah,
do all that.
Yeah.
When they first brought me here, you can tell Nick just loved me and now just loved me for that battle rap aspect of Wild Style.
Yeah.
You know how now go, your job is Wild Style. But he didn't tell me that, but I know that's what it's like. Because this is how I
we
know.
We just need the punchline.
Take
that funny shit out.
Yeah, couple punches and get the fuck out of there. Right? So boom. So now I'm in work. So now they wanted me to come like a week or two after workshop, which made me realize I was supposed to just get my hotel, look at the show, and just jump in Wild Style.
Wow.
All I know is I get another email saying, you know what? Come to the workshop.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I go to the workshop. So I'm in there. So we in L.A. So I meet Tigo, and it's so dope to see that they were like appreciative of me, like being there.
Like, we're like, happy.
You
yeah,
didn't know. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you didn't know that. Like,
yeah.
I didn't meet the Chicos and the Loses and the DCs and stuff before that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So to get to see them and just to see how everybody welcomed you with just love and family.
Yeah.
So what happened was, so now I'm there. So, you know, now don't know this other side of me, right? So boom, he goes, Clips, I see you hiding. Get in there. Get in there. So I'm like, okay.
I heard that too many times my first season.
Go crazy, the whole room laughing. Next game, you motherfuckers want to hide? Clips, get in there.
Oh my God.
But I'm not hiding.
What season was this?
Eight. Nine and 10, we came to New York.
Nine is when we went to New York.
LA.
Okay.
So now it's like, get in there. Game two, kill it.
Right.
Game three, kill it. Get in there. Game four, kill it. We all know what game five was, Wild Style. And Nick just happened to come by for, and you could tell it was such a battle rap feel for Nick that Nick came specifically that day
for the Wild Style.
And he was like, Khan and y'all, what y'all gonna do, man? He here and all that. And I went crazy that day just as well. So now said, hold up, we got a fucking triple threat. This motherfucker can do everything.
Wow.
And it's like, you know what I mean? They just became family since. And that is my story all the way from Nick DMing me while I'm in London to me thinking Khan was playing the prank for a hot second.
To you get in there and showing them what you got.
And you can, Clips. You could do anything.
Right.
Anything.
Thank you.
Said TV for you, commercials.
Thank you.
Eating chips, burgers, fries,
anything.
I mean, battle rapping. You can do anything. You feel me? Like,
buffet.
No, you know what? This is honestly my time. And to bring it back to the question when you was asking me, like, what is next?
What's
and
next?
Stuff.
Yeah.
And I know people don't like that word.
No. That
Chico
is. Listen.
Explain. Like,
if you don't know, sometimes
you
that's,
don't.
That's what
you
it
don't.
Really is.
You don't.
Because sometimes you don't know. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But what I will say about that is, this is the time for me to grow. How I like I always look at it like I could say like I should have did this, I should have did that. But what if I did something that caused a ripple effect in this situation and I wouldn't have been here?
You exactly
everything
where you need
happened,
to be. Yep.
How it happened, let it be. But now is the time to start taking over and to start like, you know, really working. Like stop the procrastination.
Yep. Stop being comfortable.
Stop, be more intentional.
Right,
yeah.
Like, being spoiled, man. Like God handed me so much. I became spoiled.
Yeah.
Because I literally bump into opportunities like all the time in situations. Like I'll be chilling and just get a email out of nowhere. And we want to pay you X amount of dollars to do this.
A lot of that is your spirit though. People right. say, oh, you work so hard. You work so right. Yes, you're talented. Yes, you work right. hard, but your right. impression you leave on people gets you opportunities. Right.
Right. And the relationships you
the
keep
relationship.
Too.
Yes, yes, yep. yes. It's your character. Your character.
It's character.
Your character has to speak volumes. Like like your character has to be, like you have to have a dope
energy,
character.
Yep.
If you don't have
yep.
that energy or that vibe,
and
even if
it.
The
yeah.
blessings
People
come, they'll be tainted.
Yep. Yeah.
You get what
yep.
I'm saying? So now is my time to really step up. So like even this year, I never probably did this many wild styles and yeah, go crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I'm coming up with you know, my new games. You ain't gonna mention that, but new games yeah. they got that's so dope. I'm coming up with my own questions. I'm doing things just to be
I
different and
yeah.
take that step. Mm-hmm. So even this year for me, just was like, you
it's
know
evolution.
What? Right.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally
it's
evolution.
Evolving, right. even though this is your ninth
season.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. So, you know, pretty much, you know, what's next? Like everything possible. You
everything
know what I mean?
Coming
that
your way.
Everything that includes God is next. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm just on a mission and I'm serious. You know, I'm about to really like work on my music. You know what I'm saying?
Good
Don't forget.
For you.
Look.
And also note too, you know I'm gonna be calling you because I already told you like
my phone.
We be building these moments here and then outside we go, we all go to our separate lives. And I'm good at keeping relationships with people. I'm good at checking in, like randomly. I'm good at just sending stuff. But I want our relationship to even get stronger because you're such a great person.
Right. Thank you.
And so longevity reads all around you.
Yeah.
So
Thank you.
Charlie Clips in the building, but right now we wanna put the motherfucking camera on motherfucking clips and I want you to do a little hot 16.
A little hot.
About the woman
of
the wild black fire. Right
yeah.
now.
A freestyle.
A little let you go.
Woman of Wild and now we got Crystal Bree is over there taking a quick little break. We got B. Simone, Pretty V. You know, he came up yelling today in the wild
style. This
is
going to be 100 million views right now on YouTube. Charlie Clips in the building.
Charlie Clips.
If you
Clips.
Win, I'm giving you a Twinkie.
Wait.
Twinkie.
Who's he battling?
Me.
You don't want that. Relax.
Okay, do yours first, V. You don't. He going to do 16. You could do 2.
I could do like 10.
Okay,
but I want him to end it talking about us, the Woman of Wilder podcast, and how we do. All right, check it. You want to do the bass line?
The beat?
I need a beat.
The bass line.
That's
how you get it. Yo. Let's get it.
Thanks. Thank you. It's no rush.
Mm-hmm. Yo. Charlie Clips on the show. That's my bro. Go head to toe. Kiss my flow. Give the egg on the Mac and we get the cat. Yeah, I like Estelle, and that's on that. Yeah, I like your rhymes, and you know how I go.
Let's go.
It's Pretty V, yes, and I run this fucking show. But I love you, Charlie. I love you down. And any nigga got a problem, you better bow down.
Butt cheeks because y'all don't know this girl.
Was that to keep
you
the fart in?
You don't know this girl.
Shane never rhymed that much in one sitting.
It's me.
Wow.
It's me.
God,
the energy.
All over
you brought it.
You brought it.
God,
you know,
was like,
it's
I can't
me,
embarrass
you know.
Her.
But you already know the songs on iTunes. Shout out to Ron Brown's, the producer. Jersey.
That was written?
No.
Oh.
It's on my music.
She's about to lose all faith in
you. All of it.
You know my music is
I
on there.
I am blown away.
You hear that? Now.
You went from what I see, what it look like that.
Yeah.
To that.
Now it's Charlie Clips. Let's get it.
On
he
got to
get water.
Charlie Clips.
Let's get it.
We ain't even going to give him a beat. He going to do the shit a cappella.
Of course.
Take your time.
I said season 16, COVID strike or strike, whatever the fuck. All I know is I kept it a buck.
Mm-hmm.
Never was down on my luck. Ooh. Nick hollered at me in London. 5 hours ahead, I was stuck.
Ooh.
I knew I would make the show one day, even though I hate con guts. But now I'm sitting here, and COVID tried to take us out and give us a crazy cough. That says for the hot 16, it's gonna be hot no matter what, cause the AC off.
Ooh.
But this is what I do, you know me, and I be chilling B with Pretty V. And word on the street is she got a pretty. Nah, let's not talk about it, cause that's my sister. Leave the show, and I'ma miss her.
Aww.
Psych, I lied, I'm going diss her. Nah, I'm just joking. Check my Insta. Aww. I know I just met you, and when I leave, I'm going to miss you. But you're forever in my heart because my chain is full of crystals. Pay attention to the line, and you know that I'm grown. Whether you're a baby boy or baby girl, you got to love B. Simone. Right. These are the women that are wilding out, and they all sitting on the throne. That's why they got to treat wilding out just like it's their home. And I don't know what you did before or what you couldn't. And you asked earlier, we got to protect our black woman. I don't care what's your skin. I don't care what's your race. I don't care about your body. I don't care about your face. Mm. Baby girl, you play your cards right, then you can get an ace. I'm from Harlem, the same place a Big L and Mace. Mm. Where they used to dance, listen to singers like Case. Probably take a little step, you know, throw it on the waist. Throw it on the waistline. You said play the baseline. I'm LeBron on the baseline at three, but I don't waste time. I know you said spit a 16, but I had to go more. I know you feel like clips mean I had to flow more. Funny part about I introduce her to a brochure. Me the one time I might take her on a whole tour.
Yeah.
A nigga kinda tired, so I sleep, I hope I don't snore. Uh-huh. Feeling like a lion in this game, I hope I don't roar. Uh-huh. I know y'all all thinking like, hold on, Charlie, I want more. If you want that, you gotta catch me on the fourth floor. I'm like, real freestyle, all freestyle.
There you go.
You heard it first on the Woman of Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, people watch that and be like, oh, that's so cool. Do y'all understand what goes on in somebody's mind to be able to put the, that is fucking genius.
That is so crazy. On point. That, man. I appreciate that. We're going to work on that.
Please.
We're going to work on that.
Yes.
Every day, repetition.
Ah, I love
that. That's crazy.
But what's so crazy about all of this, that's the shit I wrote him last night. And you did that shit crazy. That's what I'm talking about. That's my
you
nigga.
Delivered, nigga. You delivered.
You delivered.
Y'all man, look at Charlie, this and see entertainment you. And just, oh, he's good or oh, he's... Y'all give it up for Charlie Clips.
Yes.
That is talent that is genius. God gave him something that he didn't give a lot of us.
This is like my favorite episode. Period.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I'm just blessed. I can never be able to tell you. Thank you. I really don't
your
know.
Your mind makes it all before it hits your mouth. See, my mouth start going before I think about my mind.
It's like ABC.
I've been around Bina too long. Because I used to freestyle
it
a little bit.
It will rub on because now every day I wake up, I go, money.
Nah, Charlie, well, thank you so much for,
joining
us.
Thank you for having me.
You got to make a toast before we go.
Oh, let's do it.
So, anything that you want to say, any affirmations, any quotes?
Just a quote. You leave us with a quote. We always let the guests leave us with a quote, something positive.
I just want to continue to thank God, thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
For, everything that we receive in life, even if it's a negative, thank you for letting us still be alive to turn it into a positive.
The lessons.
Yes.
That is a blessing. And I just want to say thank you, Father God, for giving us, the best gift in life, which is life itself, to bring us all here together in this room right now.
Oh, my God.
For
Amen.
Us to knock out 27 episodes in 9 days.
That is unbelievable.
And for you beautiful women to do that and do a podcast every night.
Aww.
I got a toast to y'all, not to me.
Aww.
Let's get it. Much love. That was God.
Yeah. Move the mic. Quit yelling at the mic. The Women of Wild Out podcast. You guys will be right back with more right after this.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Women of Wild and Out. We had a dope episode. Charlie Clips came in loaded, as per usual, and he came and just took us out of this world.
I didn't know all that about
him.
He put the chain in six. I got a lot of crystals.
Ooh, that's you see how that tie in?
That came to you and said something about baby girl, baby boy, huh? Came to me and say pretty, pretty V. Got a lot of V, but I ain't going to
talk about that.
And I'm going to miss her.
That was what
you
did
so good. Yeah. That was mind blowing.
I do this shit in my sleep.
I love how we get to know.
I cannot believe Vina just did that. If you y'all Google Pretty V freestyle,
yes,
that's the top one.
Google the music.
You should have did that with Remy. Or what's the word? Yeah, Remy.
No, you got to Google my music.
Not the freestyle.
Follow me, hoes. Annie coming out with Jackpot. It's gonna be a lot more. But literally,
we love
like,
Clips.
The energy,
yeah, definitely.
With Charlie Clips is like, I already told you, he's a legend in my eyes. He's dope. Yeah. Yeah. Simone's always like bigging him up on the creative vibe and being a genius.
That's mind blowing to me. I'm sorry, I just can't look at somebody do that and not be blown away.
Well, but the fact that I just met him and like already feeling that, you know, you guys spent a lot of time with him on the cast and stuff, and me being able to like get to know the real him, his backstory, like feeling his energy right next to me.
Yep.
It was, and then when he spit that, I was almost like,
what?
Blown away.
I love the crystal part. I think that was so fire.
Was
but then
so
I also
fire.
I love how he's always incorporating God, because that's the biggest thing. Like when you have that around you and
you're covered,
energy, you're covered, and you can go so far.
That's it.
And you do a lot of rapping yourself, though. I mean, when you in the car and you used to do the rapping, you used to get like that. You wasn't like, oh, let me do it again. Like you would get on that one take, writing it. Good. So I'm saying you gotta go back to that.
Yeah. I can't freestyle like that though. I do my wild style stuff, but I write my shit. Okay.
Yeah, but you memorize it. That Sway shit was crazy.
Oh my God, Sway was crazy. One of the scariest moments of my life, and it was great.
I emailed Sway. I need to get on that fucking show. That nigga said, take your time and write. I said, really, Sway? Take my time and write.
Yeah, we talked about Justina being on there. She killed. She did a real freestyle. Mine was written on Sway.
She made us cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love Clips. And why you being mean to him, and when the cameras go off, you want to hug on him?
Girl,
acting on brand.
All on his arm. Get off his arm.
I love Clips. I love it. It just makes me so like, wow. Like now the cafeteria, the like
where you come from. Everybody has a story, and I'm glad we are able to give people this platform on the Women Wild and Out podcast to share their story. You guys comment below if you love this episode with Charlie Clips. We are going to get out of here and we will see you next time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I am B. Simone.
And I'm Pretty V.
Krista Angelique here.
And this is the Women of Wild Night podcast. See you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.